Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Yesterday, the Justice Department blocked a new Texas voter ID law. The Justice Department says this law would disproportionately affect the state's 2.8 million Hispanic voters, and therefore it violates the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Also, you remember, this past December, the Justice Department also blocked a similar law in South Carolina, saying it adversely affected African-American voters there. Both South Carolina and Texas have filed lawsuits in U.S. District Court to challenge the decision of the Justice Department, and they would probably take their cases to the Supreme Court if they had to. Joining us now is Kareem Creighton, University of North Carolina law professor. Thanks for joining us, Kareem.
Glad to be here.
Explain the legal argument here. If a voter ID law applies to any voter in the entire state, how could it adversely affect only one racial population?
Well, it's, of course, a law that applies to all people, but all people aren't equally situated. And what the Justice Department found was that in a lot of these states, a lot of the population that was without voter ID currently were groups of people who were non-white voters, voters who are protected under federal law against discrimination. And under this federal statute, Texas had the burden of showing, because of its past record of discrimination, that the new law would not have the impact more heavily than for other voters of taking out non-white voters. And so the information that they provided to the Justice Department basically showed that in a lot of these counties where non-white voters, particularly Latinos, were the majority of the population, that more people had not obtained voter ID and would have to put out money and take time to actually register to get a lot of the IDs that the state would have required. So the effect would have been essentially that these folks either would have to pay out the extra cash to get these IDs or would have to, therefore, not be able to vote.
We're speaking with Kareem Creighton, University of North Carolina law professor. And, of course, you're referring to a proviso in the 1965 Voting Rights Act for states that have been shown to discriminate against minorities in the past. They have to have these voting restrictions evaluated before they can actually be put into effect. But let's talk about the future of these laws. Both South Carolina and Texas are already filing in order to challenge the decision of the Justice Department. Their argument is that this is clearly politically based. And indeed, many of these voters would be voting Democratic. So how could an Obama administration Justice Department stay clear of politics?
Well, the truth of this is that on both sides of the coin, there are political elements. It's certainly the case that the Texas legislature had in mind some of the political effects, even if it's also true that there are arguments that, well, fraud is a question and these laws are necessary in order to forestall fraud. The point of the Voting Rights Act, which you point out, really is to make sure that, notwithstanding other concerns, the impact of new legislation having to do with voting doesn't discriminate or have a discriminatory impact with respect to race. And so at the end of the day, the Obama administration was driving its decision on that, not on the likely potential political additional effects of these statutes.
Well, let's talk about how the courts may decide based on how they have decided in the past. I have yet to find a decision where they've really bought the idea of voter fraud. There's just not a really substantial, verifiable, credible argument that there's any level of voter fraud in the United States that would justify a law of this kind. But how would the courts, do you think, lean?
Well, we have some statements from the Supreme Court in an initial decision out of Indiana about the constitutionality of voter ID laws as a general matter. And the courts there said, well, there is a legitimate interest in the state developing laws to stop fraud, voter fraud. But it did not answer the question as to whether or not in an as-applied case, that is, as the law is on the books and has impact on people, whether or not there might be discriminatory impact. And that's the question that the court has left open. It's clear that where there's evidence of there being differential effects, that this law, the federal law we were talking about, the Voting Rights Act, applies. So the hard question is, one, whether or not the court will agree that the discriminatory impact is significant enough But two, and this is the big elephant in the room, whether or not Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which is the process that gave rise to the Justice Department objection, whether Section 5 is itself constitutional. And that's a question that's court.
Well, it was Kareem Creighton, University of North Carolina law professor. The other question as we go forward, because there have been so many similar type of laws that have put new restrictions on voting, isn't there another way around this? I mean, if the states end up paying for everyone to get at least an ID, if not a driver's license, would that solve this problem?
Well, that was one of the concerns the Justice Department made early in the letter announcing their objection. The state did not do enough, according to their view, to make sure that these differential impacts would be lessened somewhat by making this available. So it would be a potentially different case, and there definitely are arguments that, the state, if applying that kind of approach, made those costs negligible, if it eliminated them perhaps entirely, would be able to adopt the statute.
And also, if the Supreme Court does make a decision, if that would actually result in a more universal national type of law that governs what you need when you go to the voting booth.
That's also right. I mean, this was actually discussed in 2000 and was tabled in part because of the politics. But the Supreme Court statement would definitely drive, I think, what other states do in the future.
Kareem Creighton is a University of North Carolina law professor. Thanks so much, Kareem.
You're quite welcome.
He's talking about a decision from the Justice Department. They have blocked a new Texas voter ID law, saying it disproportionately affects the Latinos in that state. It's similar to a decision made in South Carolina in December, in which they blocked a law there that they said adversely affected African American voters. You can give us your view on this, just as you can give it on any story that you hear. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.